It's time to talk Tiger football. Coach Jack Banger as Falls City comes off a tough loss last week with Wilbur Claytonia. 21-20, Coach. I was just sitting here getting ready for this earlier today, and for some reason this old hee-haw thing popped into my mind. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all, was the way the song went. It's kind of your football team this year, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I haven't had a hee-haw reference in a while, but you make my Uncle Joe happy. He loves hee-haw. So,
I'm old.
I just had a flashback to my childhood, so yeah, you caught me off guard. But no, you know, here's the thing. Our kids, I'm really proud of them. They play hard. You know, I just think, you know, I was watching Kurt Cignetti at Indiana, and he had a quote from Coach K and Coach Krzyzewski and the Duke basketball coach, and he said, you know, the toughest opponent you'll ever see you'll ever face is human nature. And I think, honestly, our kids have shown that they can battle human nature, because I think a lot of teams, you know, in this situation would be like, ah, forget it. What a waste. Man, we played maybe our best game Friday night in terms of just effort. We had a couple bad mistakes that cost us, you know, points defensively, just things that we just can't do. But never quit. You know, we're down 21-7 in the third quarter, and I told Coach Kraft on the phones, I said, here's the deal, man. We get this thing to 20. You know, if we can get there, we're going for two, because we just don't have depth to play in overtime. And we need that. And we got to that point. You know, we battled back. You know, our hurry up offense has been really good for us this year. We kind of change our tempo. Sometimes we'll go really slow so our guys can catch their breath, you know, but then at the end, if we got a score in 2 minutes, our guys are really confident they can do it. And they went down and scored, you know, with 40 seconds left to get it to 20-21. And unfortunately the two pointer didn't go our way, but, really proud of the way they battled to the end. Like I said, probably our best game top to bottom we've played. In turn, we only had three penalties. We had one turnover, but we were even in the turnover battle. I thought Jacoby coming in off the bench, not playing a lot of quarterback the last few months, really had a good game for us. You know, our receivers played well. You know, our running game, we still, you know, we were over 100 yards rushing. So just a lot of good stuff. It's just, man, 1-4 in one score games with all the stuff we've dealt with this year. I mean, it could have easily went the other way. But That's just part of the deal. You keep playing and keep battling, and that's what I love about these guys. They really love to play football.
Well, that's super. I mean, it's just been a tough season with all the injuries and everything. It just has been a real hard season for the Tigers. But the chance this week to right the ship a little bit, unfortunately, we climbed the bus and ride to Fairbury. But that's okay. They're 0-8. We've been out there every other year, it seems, which I think has been pretty much the norm for a lot of years. Fairbury, they're 0-8, but I saw them play against Auburn a couple of weeks ago. They've got some kids that can play football, and they like to throw the ball deep, it looked like to me the other night.
Yeah. We're going to have to fix those mistakes in our coverage because they are athletic. I mean, they're fast. They've got some guys that can play. I actually thought they would be one of the better teams in our district this year based on just their athletic ability. They're tall, but they've just had some things not go their way this year. And, you know, I think they don't like Fall City, so they're going to give us 100%, and we know that. And last time we were there, we haven't been back there since my first year, and we got run out of the place.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. And our seniors now are freshmen. They remember that game. So we have a lot to prove. I think we want to go out on a winning note. Like I said, our practices this week have been really good. Guys are getting after it. I think, you know, we've got some guys that are playing in the same spot for a couple weeks now, which is really good. We just didn't make near as many mistakes, and a lot of those mistakes come from guys playing out of position. So if we can keep everybody healthy through that game, I really like our chances, and I think we're going to go out there and play hard and hopefully get a win.
All right, Coach, we'll call it good for the coach's show. You play tonight at 7 o'clock out at Fairbury. Good luck to the Tigers tonight as the season wraps up.
Hey, thanks, John.
That's our Fall City Coach's Show for this week.